Your online feature will begin in just a moment. First, a reminder that BBN is a listener-supported Christian radio and internet ministry. To support us, click donations at bbnradio.org. That's donations at bbnradio.org.
This is the Family Altar from the Bible Broadcasting Network. Hi, my name is Vic Gregory, and I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me today for our time of prayer and our time of devotion to prepare our hearts for prayer. I have prayer requests before me. They have been submitted by members of our listening family, and we're going to take time to lift those needs before our Heavenly Father in just a few moments. First of all, we prepare our hearts for prayer with a time of devotion, and that is led by David Wyatt. He works with our chat ministry and our Bible Institute. David, share with us what's on your heart today.
Let death seize upon them, and let them go down live into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Psalm 55, 15 and 16. Well, continuing with our brief look at this tremendous 55th Psalm in our preparation for prayer and praise today, we note that as David's heart is broken over the betrayal of his former friend and close confidant, Ahithophel, during David's son Absalom's rebellion, we note the raw pain continuing to emanate from his heart. Yet in the midst of it, he remembers the wondrous grace of his God for him that's as near as a call from his broken heart to God's holy and loving heart. Verse 16, "As for me, I'll call upon God, and the Lord shall save me." When we look at the 15th verse, it may appear on first glance that David's wishing these calamities on his betrayer and others like him. But as we look a little closer, we see that he's actually simply stating a fact concerning them, that desolations are on them. Now, the psalmist Asaph, in his own pain and confusion as a believer after the Lord worked through his suffering along with him, wrote concerning the wicked unbeliever in the 73rd Psalm, verse 19, "How are they brought into desolation as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors." So no matter what the outcome may be for his betrayer, David was certain that he would be safe in the care of his Savior God. And so it is with us today. Even if we were to suffer untold agonies in our physical or material lives, our spiritual well-being is secure in our loving Lord's care. In a time of great suffering in Old Testament Judah's life, as the invading and bloodthirsty Babylonians were on their way to wreak total havoc on the nation, actually at God's bidding due to Judah's great unfaithfulness to him, the prophet Habakkuk, who knew he would suffer right along with them, wrote in chapter 3, verses 16 to the first part of verse 19, "When I heard, my inward being trembled, my lips quivered at the voice. Rottenness entered into my bones, and I trembled in myself that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh up unto the people, he will invade them with his troops. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no food. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places." David had said also in verse 15 that in the very midst of life, death will strike and capture his betrayer and suddenly end his life, no matter how hard he may try to lengthen it. And David, on the other hand, has as his source of life God himself. It's like he wrote also in the 63rd Psalm, the first three verses, "O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. The third verse there reminds us of Paul's great statement as he wrote from a Roman dungeon awaiting the executioner's sword. Philippians 1:21, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." What a wonderful, sure, and certain hope we have in our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, on that note of highest joy from God's Word to us, let's close out our time together and rejoin our waiting BB announcer now as we begin sharing our own hearts with the Lord round His throne of grace in prayer and praise in the BBN Family Altar Prayer Time.
Thank you, David. As we give attention to our prayer requests for today, a mother-in-law is asking that we would pray for the salvation of her son-in-law and for healing of his right hand. And also, praise the Lord that a granddaughter's operation to remove a cyst from her thyroid went well, and she has been able to return to school. If you would please pray that God's will be done in a granddaughter and grandson-in-law's lives. And we've been asked to pray for a woman to be healed of a low heart rate. Please be in prayer for a listener to be healed of mental health issues. And a daughter has lost her mother and has requested prayer as she misses her. A lady needs finances to have her roof, her shed, and gutters repaired, and we've been asked to pray for her. And please lift up a grandmother and her grandchildren who all suffer with severe allergies. A listener's son is in need of employment, and we've been asked to pray that God would open a door for him. And prayer has been requested for a daughter to be delivered from a drug addiction. If you would please continue praying for a wife who's having to put her husband in a nursing home because of Alzheimer's disease. Pray that the Lord would lead her about leaving him and returning home to live near family in another state. And here's a request for a young woman who has suffered a blood clot in her brain and is now in a coma. Please pray for the healing and health of a father's troubled mind and pray that he will receive good care. And prayer is being requested for a pastor who is in very bad shape physically. If you would please, remember a woman who is recovering from surgery and is struggling with insomnia. And a father requests prayer for his family. They are under spiritual attack. Please pray for a church member who is struggling with an irregular heartbeat. And prayer has been requested for a paranoid schizophrenic. He is worried about losing his VA benefits. Pray for God's protection over a mentally ill adult daughter who refuses to take medication. And we've been asked to pray for a listener's grandchildren to stop letting the enemy use them and for them to turn to God for help. Continue praying for the safety of a listener's friend who's traveling overseas to do God's work. And we've been asked to remember a friend in prayer who's suffering with upper respiratory problems that are life-threatening. A woman is praising the Lord that she has obtained government-funded housing assistance, and pray that a lady will be able to pay off an old rental debt. Pray for a man who received a small pay raise and he lost his prescription insurance because of it. And a daughter is in a volatile working situation and she needs prayer. Please lift up a son's job interview and pray that it will go well for him. And we've been asked to pray for a grandson who's living in rebellion. Pray for his spiritual restoration. An elderly husband is starting physical therapy on a torn rotator cuff, and we've been asked to pray for him. And here's a request for a husband who suffers with bad knees that cause him a lot of pain. If you would please pray for a daughter who is undergoing a CAT scan on her abdomen. That'll take place later this week. She has a swollen lymph node, and doctors want to examine that more closely. And pray for a brother who has serious health problems and needs to find a job that he can do that will help him provide for his family without causing him physical harm. Remember a woman in prayer. She is worrying over a situation that hasn't happened yet. Pray that she will be patient and not brood over the situation. And please pray for a grandmother who is struggling with many health needs. Let's take all these situations before our Heavenly Father's throne of grace. As we continue with our time of prayer today, we've been asked to lift up a man in prayer who is in severe pain and he's finding it difficult to walk. And a son who was recently diagnosed with esophageal cancer is in need of prayer. Please remember a senior mother who needs to return to the Lord. And somebody's friend has been sick for over 2 months and is in need of prayer for healing. Please continue praying for an autistic grandmother or granddaughter who struggles with myotonic dystrophy, and praise the Lord that she did eat a little bit yesterday. And a pastor is requesting prayer for his church. It is struggling financially, and the church's building's lights have been turned off. Here's a request for a listener's friend who's awaiting results from his doctor's visit. Pray for him. And continue praying for a man to be healed of tinnitus. Please pray for the salvation of lost loved ones and friends. and lift up a mother who desires to be reconciled with her children and have an improved relationship with her own siblings. We've been asked to pray for comfort for Coach's family as they are grieving his passing. And a woman who will be having a telehealth visit with her doctor next week would like us to pray for her. If you would please pray that a lady would be blessed with a godly husband. And here's a request for a husband who has some upcoming heart tests, and we've been asked to pray that those would go well. If you would please pray for a woman who is suffering with chest pains and a sister who struggles with diabetes and schizophrenia is currently in the hospital and she needs prayer. Here's a request for a man who is going through a spiritual battle. Pray that he will grow closer to the Lord and not become bitter. And we've been asked to pray for a man who's having problems with his hips and knees, and he will be seeing a doctor for treatment soon. We've been asked to pray that a lady's insurance will pay for a diabetic medication and supplies. And we've been asked to pray for a woman to have relief from pain in her legs and the ability to walk correctly again. A woman whose kidney problems are worsening would appreciate our prayers. And a husband requests that we pray that his wife will have a wonderful weekend. Praise the Lord that a man's broken ribs are healing. And would you pray that the Lord will do a mighty work in an abusive husband's life and convict him and help him turn from his wicked ways? Thank you. A gentleman asked us to pray for an apartment complex in a city that is riddled with drugs and violence. Pray that a local ministry serving the apartment complex will be a blessing to its tenants. And we've been asked to pray for a couple's house to sell. A woman's friend was murdered by her husband on Tuesday and left behind a son. Pray for the son and the extended family as they are grieving. And continue praying for the success of a Christian conference. A daughter is suffering with a bad knee and severe stomach problems, and she is in need of prayer. And lift up a man who is waiting on a facial biopsy report. We've been asked to pray for a woman who is home from the hospital and struggling to recover from pneumonia. We pray that God will continue to give a woman strength to care for her responsibilities. Pray for her healing for her son so he can do more to help her. Again today, we've been asked to pray that God would continue to give a woman strength. Again today, we've been asked to pray for a husband who's suffering with a neck and shoulder condition, and it is very painful for him. And a woman is having problems with her eyes and asked that we would pray that they would be healed. Let's take time and pray about these things now. Thank you so very much for joining us for our prayer time today. We've been asked to pray for the salvation of a listener's wife. And a special needs child is having difficulty at her school. She needs prayer. Also pray for her family that they would know peace and joy in their home. A listener is struggling through a terribly tough time at her workplace. Pray about that if you would, please. And lift up a person who needs funding for vehicle maintenance. Several of our listeners have unspoken prayer requests. Let's remember those today. And pray for a listener who is seeking the Lord's will regarding a godly mate. Here's a request for a listener suffering due to a kidney stone, and this person also has financial problems. And lift up an elderly friend who is on blood thinners and having a stent removed. Pray for a listener's protection in dangerous circumstances. And we've been asked to pray for a special needs son who will soon be attending some activities. Pray that he would do well with those activities and that he would continue to be encouraged. Please pray for grace, mercy, and peace for someone's loved one who's nearing the end of her life. She struggles with much anxiety, and pray that the Lord would help her. Pray also for her family. Here's a request for a friend who has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and pray that this person would be free from pain and would be healed. And we've been asked to remember a friend in prayer who has severe heart issues, and pray that this person will get the treatment that he needs. If you would please, pray that a homeless listener would find a home and a good church to attend. Pray that a loved one may have his work schedule adjusted so that he can attend church regularly. Prayer has been requested for elderly parents who are suffering from serious illnesses, including cancer. And we've been asked to pray for a son that he'll find work. He's been searching for a job for an extended time with no offers. A listener's friend's father is hospitalized in the intensive care unit. Pray for him. And pray for a loved one as she is relocating. She pray that she will be well received and that she'll find a good job. Here's a request that we pray that somebody's loved one would find a good job so that her family may become debt-free. And pray for a family that they may be guided by the Lord according to His will. A listener would like us to pray that the Lord would help them with their eyesight trouble, and pray that a dear friend who's suffering from pulmonary fibrosis would be healed. And let's take all these needs to our Heavenly Father. Father in heaven, again today we are grateful for this time of prayer, and we thank you for those who have joined us at the family altar today. Father, we do thank you that you join us at the family altar, that where two or three are joined together in your name, Lord Jesus, there you are in our midst, and so you have been with us today. Father, we remember again today those who are struggling with pain. We ask that you would help them. Several on our list are dealing with pain from cancer and pain from heart problems and pain from arthritis and other issues. I think of the gentleman with the pain in his neck and the person who has pain in her knee. And Lord, we just pray that you would give relief from those from the pain that they're suffering, and bring about healing as you see fit. Give wisdom to doctors who are treating these individuals. Father, we think of the woman who wants to be reconciled to her children and who wants a better relationship with her brothers and sisters, and we ask that you would help them and that you would bring healing in those relationships. We think of, Father, those who have financial needs today. We think of the church where the building's lights have been turned off, and the woman who needs finances to get her roof and her shed and gutters fixed and that sort of thing. We pray that you would add to those needs today. And then we think of those who have need of being saved. Draw them to faith in Christ, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
That concludes the online feature. By the way, BBN is on social media. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter.